Neymar. They can't contain him. He's gone through the whole lot of them. Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Well, it's a stratospheric transfer fee they're talking about. And quite honestly, he looks on another...
Good. His second was outrageous.
Good evening and welcome to This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football on the All In Sports Talk Network. I am your host, Joe Uccello, and tonight in our World Cup player spotlight, we are featuring none other than Brazilian star Neymar as he makes his way over to Russia for the 2018 World Cup. Joining me as always, Mr. Roberto Rojas, my trusted co-host, and also tonight, Mr. Austin Miller, Brazilian and South American football expert from World Football Index. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining me tonight. Austin, I want to start out with you first and ask you about your ties and your history of covering South American football, Brazilian football, and Neymar specifically.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, guys. Really excited, looking forward to this. Very excited for the upcoming World Cup. Brazil, obviously, is one of the favorites, certainly makes it a pretty exciting proposition looking forward. Yeah, it's interesting because I really don't have any ties to Brazil. I don't have any family there. I didn't grow up speaking Portuguese or anything like that. But a couple of years ago, I actually went to high school in the United States with a couple of Brazilian foreign exchange students. Long story short, they were Palmeiras fans. I started watching a couple matches, got really hooked on Palmeiras, and this was right around the 2014 World Cup, which obviously didn't go very well for Brazil, but still somehow that hooked me. I started following Palmeiras pretty closely from then on. In 2015, we won the Brazilian Cup. In 2016, we won the Brazilian League. Hopefully in 2018, we win the Copa Libertadores, but we've got a bit of a task to do that. And basically from the start, I started writing and tweeting and podcasting about Brazilian football, and that kind of morphed into talking as well about South American club football. And then the Copa Libertadores, which is one of my favorite competitions in world football. So all of that then turned into a rooting interest in the Brazilian national team, and obviously an interest in Neymar because they are one and the same at this point, at least in some senses. So yeah, I didn't grow up as a football fan. I didn't grow up particularly close to football, but as I've grown older, it certainly could become one of my biggest interests, particularly Brazilian. There's a certain pull and tug with the emotion of South American football that comes with it. And it certainly pulled and tugged me pretty hard and has gotten me hooked now for the foreseeable future, I think.
And certainly, you know, you talk about the Copa Libertadores, as you said, and this goes back to my next segment. I mean, you know, Neymar is perhaps another example of a promising young talent that we've been so accustomed to for many, many years in South America. But the difference of Neymar and perhaps other players, and, you know, this kind of ties into what he's been achieving, you know. I think when you look at the generation that Neymar has been able to come through, you know, with your Gonzos and your Patos and Oscar, Coutinho, you know, those type of players who, you know, were successful, maybe with the exception of Coutinho, but maybe those that were successful early on and had so much promise, but then just failed and basically into obscurity. Neymar is absolutely the exception of this. I mean, you know, he came into prominence at an early age at Santos. He won two Paulista championships, Copa do Brasil, and the Libertadores, where, you know, that was the first title for Santos since 1963. And many people have already stated at that time, you know, hard to believe it's already been 7 years since he did win that Libertadores with Santos, that everyone thought that he was going to be the next big thing. Everyone had promise, but there was also doubts regarding to how his development would be when he went to Europe and of course in Barcelona 2 years later, and it proved to be remarkable. I mean, he won everything there basically at Barcelona, Champions League, La Liga, Copa del Rey, and for Brazil, I mean, yes, he has failed to yet to win a World Cup, which we'll talk about soon, but he did impress in the first World Cup, which unfortunately ended so badly for him because of that injury against Colombia and eventually the 7-1 loss in the semifinal to Germany. So yeah, I mean, It's been a great rise for Neymar. I mean, you look at the career goals that he scored. I mean, he has 54 goals in 84 games. He's just a few goals behind players like Romario and Ronaldo and the all-time goal scorer Pele. I mean, Austin, real quick, I mean, obviously, yes, he's been a tremendous superstar for the last few years, I would say. I mean, one of the top five players, top three players in the world. You know, how important has this been for at least from what you've been able to look for, and maybe even from a Brazilian perspective, you know, how important has Neymar's development been into, you know, this young talent that came out of Brazil that many people thought would have a lot of promise to a global superstar? I mean, what are your thoughts about all this?
Yeah, Roberto, Neymar is really interesting as a kind of a case study of the development of a Brazilian player into, you know, as you said, a worldwide superstar with Barcelona and now with Paris Saint-Germain. it's really interesting because unlike a lot of players who come through South America, Neymar spent a lot of time playing at Santos. He debuted for Santos in 2009, and then he left right before the 2013 Confederations Cup. So he played 4 years for Santos, which when you look at the careers at some of the best young South American players, they usually don't play more than 18 months with their clubs before they're snatched up by a big European side. Gabriel Jesus at Palmeiras played about 18 months for Verdão before moving to Manchester City. And there's a lot of cases of players who, unlike Neymar, don't spend a ton of time playing in South America before they make that move to Europe when they're of that level. But Neymar stayed and made his name at Santos, and he was pretty adamant that he wanted to make his name there before making his name elsewhere, and he certainly did that. You know, he was unquestionably the best player in South America. He won a Puskas Award with Santos. He won the Copa Libertadores. He took them to the FIFA Club World Cup. And then right on the eve of the 2013 Confederations Cup was finally when he left Santos for Barcelona. So he made his name in South America first, and I think that did a bit to endear him with the Brazilian public. But it's actually really interesting when you think about Neymar from the perspective of the national team. Obviously, 2014 was going to be a difficult situation for anybody in that squad. And the way that it ended, like you said, Roberto, was really heartbreaking for all of Brazil. But then in the years following that, the national team has done better the less reliant it is on Neymar. When it was most Neymar reliant in 2015 and 2016 under Dunga, they struggled in both of those Copa Americas. They lost in the quarterfinals of the 2015 Copa America, which was a surprise. And then in 2016, without Neymar, who was rested for the Olympics later on that year in 2016, Brazil failed to get out of the group stage under Dunga. But then what you see is now with Brazil repositioning themselves as favorites for this World Cup, Neymar has shifted from less of the be-all, end-all for this Brazil team and more as a really, really good piece who fits in with everything that Brazil is trying to do from a national team perspective. So I think as Neymar's, not necessarily his stature has fallen, but as his importance to the Brazilian national team has fallen, look, he's an incredible player and he's the best player in this Brazil squad, and it's not particularly close, but Brazil aren't dependent on Neymar anymore because they've instilled this system with Chich, because they've surrounded him with really good players playing a really good style. I think that's actually freed Neymar up to be really good for Brazil, and I think you've seen that over the past 12 or 18 months. So yeah, he's critical to what Brazil does, but maybe not as critical as he once was. And that's actually a good thing for all parties involved.
And that's a great thing because you look at the great Brazil's ties with, you know, with Ronaldo, with Ronaldinho and Rivaldo, you know, those players and those teams were such, you know, that they weren't a one-man team as many people assumed it would be. You know, it was a whole team. And that, I believe, is going to be successful heading into this World Cup if Brazil want to win their sixth start. But Joe, I mean, look real quick. I mean, yes, we mentioned about Neymar's development. You know, he went at 21 years old to Europe, which, you know, in nowadays, I mean, you see our South American players, you know, head to the Europe, not even, I don't know, 4 months playing under the first team. Some are already still in the academy. You know, some leave at an early age of 18, 19, and 20. But this player, in this case of Neymar, left at 21, which, you know, kind of helped them in a way. But I just want your thoughts as well, Joe, on the development of Neymar, and especially, you know, if there was like one moment where you thought to yourself, yeah, this player is going to be something special in the coming years, you know, he's going to be different than what past Brazilian players have. What stands out for you when you think about Neymar?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing you want to look at is Neymar's path to, I guess, stardom, for lack of a better term. He comes directly over to not just like some smaller club, maybe some unknown club, or even not into one of the, you know, what we, you know, colloquially call the top five leagues in Europe. You know, we talk about France, Spain, England, Germany, and Italy as the top five leagues. Many of the Brazilian players that we've seen come over don't go to the top five leagues. They actually make a pit stop somewhere. So, you know, we've seen guys like Alexandro go to Benfica, even Ederson, the Manchester City goalkeeper, stopped off at Benfica. We saw Douglas Costa go over to Shakhtar Donetsk. Even Fred, who just the other day moved to Manchester United, he stopped over at Shakhtar as well. So we see these players make a pit stop, and for me, Neymar breaks the mold in terms of that pathway into the top leagues in Europe by going directly to not only a top five league like Paulinho did, but going to one of the biggest clubs in the world. And I think the moment that you're looking for, Rob, is not necessarily for me in a match. It's the fact that when Neymar comes and he starts up top with Messi and Suarez in that top three, that MSN line that everyone talked about for years, when he comes into the league and gets into that team in that spot, a historic team, I think that's the moment where you say, okay, not only do we think this kid is good enough, but he's actually proven it to the coaching staff that's here. And I want to say, I want to say he was with Pep Guardiola at the time. I can't remember.
No. It was Luis Enrique.
Okay, but Enrique is still another somebody who's born and bred, you know, Barcelona. And for him to recognize that talent, throw him in there in the spot and have him flourish, I think is when you finally say to yourself, yeah, this guy is going to be worth hundreds and hundreds of millions. I mean, Austin, I want to jump into that because that time when Neymar did make the move over to Barcelona was in 2013. And since then, obviously played in the 2014 World Cup, but a World Cup cut short for him. And I want to look at what he's done since then. But that World Cup was cut short with the collision with Zuniga against Colombia, where he had a fracture in his spine and was basically out for the rest of the tournament. But since then, he's still been on the map. I mean, we're talking about Neymar here. He ended up with a 4-match ban in the 2015 Copa America for dissent in a match versus Colombia. But in 2016, he comes on, and instead of playing in the Centenario here in the United States, the Brazilian Football Federation puts him onto the under-23 side as one of the allowed older players, and he returns Olympic gold to Brazil for the first time. It's the only title that they hadn't won at that point. Since then, he's also won La Liga, he's won Copa del Rey, he's won the Champions League, he's won Ligue 1, he's won Coupe de la Ligue, he's won Coupe de France. I mean, he is established, and he's also the most expensive player in the world when he makes the 222 million euro move from Barca to PSG. And at PSG, let's be honest, although his year was cut short, he still manages 19 goals in 20 matches for PSG across all competitions. You know, just a great run for him so far since the 2014 World Cup. And it really prepares him to make that run on the big stage here with a very strong team behind him. Don't you think, Austin?
Yeah, I think the turning point for Neymar was really that 2016 episode that you talked about when the CBF and Neymar and Barcelona came to the agreement that, hey, he's only going to play in one competition this summer. You get to pick which one it is. And the CBF decided that they wanted it to be the 2016 Rio Olympics because, like you said, Brazil had not won Olympic gold, and that was a title that they really wanted, especially on home soil, especially after what had happened in 2014. There's no question that it was not a redemptive tournament by any measure. You know, winning gold didn't replace what happened against Germany, but it was a step for Brazil. And really from that moment when Neymar, that shift after the two group stage matches where Brazil really struggled and then the goals finally started pouring in under Rogério Micali, since then Neymar has been really, really good for Brazil. And part of that was the appointment of Cheech, who as a manager as we'll probably get into at some point, just worked wonders with not only this Brazil squad, but with Neymar, who can be difficult to manage. He's a personality. He wants to be the best footballer in the world. And he wants to do it in his own way and on his own stage. And I think that was a lot of the reason for the move to PSG, because Neymar had kind of won just about everything at Barcelona, or so it seemed. And he said to himself, I don't need to be here playing in these guys' shadows anymore. And that kind of caused the move to PSG in some sense, I think. He said, you know, I want to be the guy. And PSG gave him that opportunity. They were the club that was able to pay that release clause to him. And because of that, then, you know, he was able to make that move and kind of step into that spotlight and get that chance to lead. Obviously, it didn't really work out for him this year because of the injury. But I think he did enough at PSG and showed enough coming back from injury this weekend for Brazil that he's in a really good position to make his name, not just at the club level, but at the national team level here with Brazil this summer. So, yeah, he's been a very busy person since the 2014 World Cup, and he's won a lot since the 2014 World Cup. You mentioned all of the trophies that he's collected, and, you know, he's basically won everywhere he's been. Even at Santos, you know, he racked up all the trophies for them, State League, Copa Libertadores. You know, they made the FIFA Club World Cup finally. He won a Puskas. So Neymar wins a lot pretty much everywhere he goes.
Yeah, now I want to actually jump into comparing him with the past greats, because obviously we've listed a lot of titles, we listed a lot of trophies, and we've got the one trophy that, you know, we talk about past Brazilians as greats. there, I mean, the list is way too long. I mean, when we can start from the back and go from Dida and work our way all the way up top to Ronaldo, to Pele, to Ronaldinho, to Zico. I mean, the names I can throw at you are just a ridiculous list of world great footballers. But when you compare them to past Brazilians, I like to look at that Olympic gold medal because it is the only gold. It is the only trophy that none of those other players can claim. Ronaldinho, with everything he's won. Ronaldo, even though his career was cut short. Pele, with the World Cups and the magic as a teenager, working his way up through as to one of the greatest players to ever play the sport. With Neymar, if we do add the World Cup title, which I'm not saying that he doesn't, but this would be Brazil's sixth if he did add it. Do we end up at a point where he starts to separate himself and maybe put his name on that mantle of not only greatest Brazilians of all time, but greatest players of all time? When you combine the idea of the fact that he's won the World Cup, he's won the biggest international club trophy, and he's won Olympic gold?
No, I don't think Neymar will ever get to the level of Pelé, regardless of what he does. I just don't think he's that good of a player. He might be that good of a winner because he's surrounded by the rest of the talent, but I don't think you'll be considering that. To the point of the Olympic gold, I don't want to... that was a significant trophy for Brazil, and that was a significant medal that they won. But let's be frank, that's a glorified youth tournament. It's an under-23 tournament with a couple of overage players. The Germany side they beat in the final was good, but by no means world beaters. It was a significant step for him. It was a significant step for Brazil. But saying that that's some sort of accomplishment that Neymar has that the rest of those greats have, that just doesn't hold any weight for me, because I think different times and different kind of motivations would have probably meant that those guys could have won that had Brazil really been after that. That said, Neymar's a great player. He's among the top three of his era. I think he'll always struggle to be behind Messi and Ronaldo, but that's still a pretty good position to be in, the third best player of a really good footballing era. But I don't know that you'll ever consider Neymar among the greatest Brazilians ever. You know, he'll be in that conversation of that second tier, maybe. But Pelé is, the comparisons are easy, because they both came up through Santos, because they've both won a lot. But I just don't think Neymar is at that level, and I don't know that Neymar will ever get to that level.
Rob, I wanna kind of throw the follow-up at you on this one, because given what Austin said here, what could Neymar do, you know, let's say over the next 5 years? I want to include this World Cup in the next one. What could he do over the next 5 years that maybe we can start to put him onto that mantle? Because that mantle is up at the top of Mount Olympus. So what does he do, or what can he do to kind of get himself there?
Well, I think when you're looking at a player like Neymar, and especially in today's circumstances of the modern sport, I mean, yes, you know, teams are much more stronger, you know, players are much more better than they were back then, you know, with Pele and in the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know, when you look at Zico in the 80s, Romario in the 90s, Ronaldo in the late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, yes, The game has changed. It's difficult to compare the comparisons because we kind of see that as well with, you know, Messi and Maradona and that type of debate. But when it comes to Neymar, I mean, you know, this is a player that, of course, he's achieved a lot of things already at just 26 years old. He's already the fourth-time all-time goal scorer for the history of Brazil. You know, he might even surpass Pele within the next, I would say, 2, 3, 4 years. Within that time span that you're giving, yeah, he might as well surpass Pele, Ronaldo, Romario in goals. But, you know, it's about the importance as well as he's been able to do for Brazil. You know, I think what separates Neymar with these players is, of course, the World Cup. You know, Pele won it 3 times, Ronaldo's won it 2x, Romario's won it, Ronaldinho's won it, Rivaldo's won it. You know, those players were successful as well for the national team. And, you know, I think that's where it goes. I think Neymar needs to win the World Cup, but more just than win the World Cup. He has to have a spectacular performance, you know, golden ball, golden boot, whatever it may be. And then, more than anything, I think that's when you start to make the comparisons with these great players, is you need to do it at club level as well. You know, Ronaldo won 3 Ballon d'Ors. You know, Romario's won a Ballon d'Or. Ronaldinho's won a Ballon d'Or. Neymar hasn't won a Ballon d'Or yet because, you know, unfortunately, as Austin said, he's always going to be behind players like Messi and Ronaldo. But I think that once their era is, you know, eventually over, and assuming what Neymar's club future is going to be it at Paris, be it at other clubs, maybe Real Madrid, as the big rumor is stating that he's going to go after the World Cup. I mean, yeah, he has to prove himself there that he is the top dog. I think more than anything, that's just how it's going to work. And especially in Brazil, you know, as a cutthroat nation that's won you know, so much, that expects so much from all of these players, not just Neymar in general. I mean, he's the one, I think he's the one X factor of a really talented side because of him, you know, standing out as that important player. And he's had that pressure, you know, basically since he was 17, you know, almost 10 years of that pressure from the Brazilian public to succeed and to follow into those greats like Pele, Ronaldo, Romario, Ronaldinho, and so on and so forth. That's just how it's going to work in this type of society. I don't think he will ever surpass Pele. That's just going to be clearly said. I mean, he's not going to. I don't think he's going to score 1,000 goals and win 3 World Cups for Brazil. You know, but he could indeed go into that debate with Romario or Ronaldo or Zico or Ronaldinho, is one of the greatest Brazilians of all time. Maybe I would agree with Austin as well that he could be second tier because it all depends on the career that he has, and he's still too young. I mean, he's still in his prime. He's still 26 years old. I'm convinced that if he does very well within the top level for his club and for his country, he has at least 2 more World Cups to play. And, you know, that's just going to help him out. And, you know, it all depends on who else is coming up. But I think now Neymar is in a really good opportunity to really showcase himself and really prove to everyone, especially to the Brazilian public, that if he has a good World Cup and he wins that 6-star, you know, and of course, this is a country that hasn't won a World Cup in 16 years, which is a long time in Brazilian standards. If he is able to really become a true leader for this Brazil side and move forward as well with a good performance and, you know, just, you know, be the star of a really a star player in a team of stars, then he puts himself into that conversation of being one of the greatest Brazilians, perhaps of this generation and past generations, but all time, that's going to be a bit, you're going to need a bit more from him in that standpoint. So moving on into the 2018 World Cup, Austin, I'll ask you this. You know, this is a player that, you know, we've been accustomed to of him playing on the left wing and in a front three with Gabriel Jesus and perhaps William or Coutinho, depending on how Chichi's going to put this team forward. But I just want to ask you this. I mean, how do you think a player like Neymar, given all the importance that he's been giving, and as you mentioned, you know, a player that, you know, or at least a team that has learned to play without him as well and really have done well as well, you know, how does he integrate into this coaching style that Chichi is trying to make, and especially in the formation that he's trying to employ?
Yeah, this was the really interesting thing, guys, about Chichi and about Neymar, and I kind of touched upon this earlier. What Chichi has done for the Brazilian national team is he's made them less Neymar dependent than they were under Dunga and under Filipão, and that has really helped free both Neymar and the rest of the squad. Not every attack has to run through Neymar these days. Every ball isn't going towards the left wing to be cut on to a right-footed shot. Brazil has a definitive style of play, and they have the 4-1-4-1 formation that Chichi wants to play with Neymar out there on that left wing in kind of an attacking midfield winger forward type role. But not all of the dependency is on him, and that has really actually freed him up to play really, really well for Brazil. And I think that has been absolutely critical and will be critical for Brazil in this World Cup. Chichi came in and kind of sat down with Neymar man-to-man and said, you know, we're going to make this easier for you and we're going to try to take some of the pressure off you. And it's been fundamentally successful, and it's what has really allowed Brazil to enter themselves in amongst the favorites heading towards this World Cup in Russia. I think one of the biggest things that Chichi did that was such a small thing is he took the captaincy from Neymar, and Neymar is a very proud person who wouldn't take that very well, probably under any manager. But instead of giving it to someone else, Chichi has instituted a policy of rotating that captaincy where just about every player will wear it on a match-by-match basis. And so Neymar lost his captaincy, but he didn't lose it to anybody else. He kind of lost it for the good of the team. And that's really symbolic, and it's not, you know, it's not a big thing. It's not that big of a deal who wears the captain's armband in some senses. But it was just a really symbolic way to kind of illustrate how this Brazil team is now playing and how they're not as dependent on Neymar, which I think is going to allow them to be really open and play really, really well at this World Cup.
And I think that's really been proven, you know, given the record that Chichi has done with Brazil. I mean, 20 games, 16 wins, 3 draws, just 1 loss in a friendly against Argentina. I mean, Joe, I mean, yes, of course, Neymar has always been that sensational player and I guess star player for this Brazil side in a team full of stars. But you kind of have to think to yourself that, you know, Neymar is really helping this team more than the players are helping Neymar at this point, don't you think?
Oh, I do. And you know, Rob, you and I have done a couple of these shows already where we've previewed some pretty high-profile players, and the one thing that Chichi's done that the other coaches have not entirely done, although in Portugal they've kind of gotten the idea, is how to play with your superstar, how to make your super, how to get the best out of your superstar by supporting him. Where we look just down the road in Argentina, they don't seem to get it with Messi. They want to watch him basically put the team on his shoulders and run as far as Messi can go. We're not seeing that with Neymar. We're seeing, like you said, like Austin said, you know, we're handing the captaincy out to everyone. He's really given the symbolism of team here, where we are a true team. Everyone has a job, and as long as you complete your job to your best, then we will do well. And the results have proven, you know, with the run that they had in qualifying for the World Cup, they were amazing all the way through. Once they got rid of Dunga, you could see this team really turn it around. And I think that speaks volumes to Chiche and what he's done for the team, and really by subtracting from Neymar, he's really added to Neymar and added to the Brazilian team in general. So, you know, moving forward, just looking at the team that we have here, because Brazil's obviously one of the huge, huge favorites to take home this trophy in Russia. Austin, I want to ask you, what does Neymar need to do? What is his part and what is his role in this Brazilian team? Now that we've specified that Chiche's really, really kind of designated that, where if everyone does their part, we work together as a team and we succeed. So what is Neymar's part to help bring that World Cup back to Brazil?
Yeah, I think you actually saw this illustrated really well this weekend in Brazil's friendly match against Croatia in Liverpool. Neymar didn't play in the first half. You know, he's still recovering from the injury he suffered at PSG, came on as a halftime substitute, and he provided class for Brazil. He provided world-class talent that nobody else in this Brazilian squad had, and they didn't play a bad first half. They didn't play a great first half, but Neymar came on, and right away, all those balls to the left wing got that much better, and the goal that he scored was just a bit of individual brilliance. So yes, the rest of this Brazilian team can play within themselves and play within the system and be really successful and create chances and do really well. But there are going to be moments for Brazil that if they want to lift the World Cup at the end of this month in Russia, they're going to need Neymar to be absolutely brilliant. And he kind of showed this weekend that he can be. So I think his role is kind of to be better than anybody else on the pitch for either of the teams. And when that moment comes, to take it and seize it, to, you know, not force it. That was a lot of the times his problem with the Brazilian national team, is he just tried to do too much. So they're not going to want him to fall into that trap of trying to do too much. But there are going to be moments and there's going to be opportunities for him to show his individual brilliance. And when that moment comes, if Neymar seizes it, Brazil could be lifting the World Cup.
Now, of course, there is that big situation, and currently they are the big favorites to win the 2018 World Cup. And really so. I mean, it's been, well, actually, no. They always go into the tournament with big expectations. I think no other country in the world has much more expectations of, you know, basically going to a World Cup and expecting nothing less but to lift it and bring back the trophy to Brazil. You know, I mean, Joe, I mean, I'll ask you this real quick. I mean, yeah. Given the success that Neymar has been having recently and such a young career and really, you know, at 26, you know, players of his generation have taken years to do it. But, you know, what would it mean to, of course, you know, obviously we know what it means to the people of Brazil to win a sixth World Cup and become, you know, again, well, always will be, but will always regain themselves as one of the most successful country in the world. But what would this World Cup, the Hexacampeonato, as it's said in Portuguese, what would it mean for, you know, basically Neymar's career and his legacy for the Brazilian public?
It would be a massive trophy on his mantle, and I know you guys didn't put him up on the Pelé level, and I tend to agree with you, because Pelé was something completely magical, but it moves him just a little closer. It moves him much closer to that, you know, to that Mount Rushmore of Brazilian superstars, where you have to start to consider putting his face on Mount Rushmore. I think that it does quite a bit, because it adds, like you said, every trophy, it adds almost every national trophy. I can't remember if he has won a Copa America. I don't think he has as of yet. So that would probably be the last piece of the international puzzle for Neymar, is to bring home that Copa America title. And who knows, that might happen in a couple of years. But to have that World Cup trophy would be just the ultimate achievement of really any footballer's career, but specifically of a Brazilian national team player's career, a Brazilian national team superstar. It is the crowning achievement for all of them, and I think that's the piece that he would want, Rob.
No, absolutely. I agree. I mean, Austin, I mean, what are your thoughts about, you know, if Neymar does win this World Cup and be, you know, the important player of a team of important players, what would this World Cup mean for his career and especially for his legacy with Brazil?
Yeah, I think it would certainly cement him among the legendary Brazilian players as the leader and the best player of a side that wins the World Cup. I think it would endear him even more to the Brazilian public, which is obviously something that is important to Neymar and does matter to him. I mean, look, anytime anybody wins the World Cup, it's an incredible feat. There's only so many footballers that can say that they've done that. But yeah, this would certainly help to cement Neymar's legacy and cement his place among the best that have ever put on the yellow shirt for Brazil.
Now, I do want to follow up with just one more question, Austin, on this topic. Let's say that he does not win the World Cup trophy this time around with Brazil. Does it put more pressure or less pressure on Neymar to bring home the Copa America title in the next tournament?
I mean, maybe a bit more pressure because there'll just naturally be pressure on Brazil to win that Copa America. Sure. But I think World Cups and Copa Americas are held in different standards in Brazil. Yes, Copa America trophies are great, but there's nothing like a World Cup. It would put more pressure on Brazil in 2022. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know that, you know, I don't think a Copa America trophy in 2019 would, even though it will be on Brazilian soil, don't know that that would serve as a replacement for a World Cup trophy if that slips through their fingers this summer.
I agree 100%. Gentlemen, I do want to thank you both for joining me tonight and help me break down one of the biggest superstars in the world in Neymar. So again, for This Week in Football from the makers of Low Limit Football on the All In Sports Talk Network, this was your World Cup Player Spotlight with Neymar. I'm your host, Joe Uccello. Thanks for listening and good night.